Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Mind blown this morning, Raven.
Why is that?
All right, so you know how Magic Johnson has 4.9 million Twitter followers, and everyone always says that his tweets are really vanilla and strange?
His stuff, he's like Captain Obvious to me. Like, everything he states is something that you probably read somewhere else already by yourself. He's just reaffirming it, basically.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. So, if you've never seen a tweet by Magic Johnson, there's one that he did, and it was, let's see.
Let me see. Give me something riveting. Give me something really good.
Hold on.
Something juicy.
He said, he did congratulations. Oh, darn it. Where'd it go now?
Wow.
He said congratulations to Patrick Mahomes, right?
Okay.
And he says, for his record deal, which one day can be worth $503 million.
Well,
right?
Okay. I mean, again, we've probably read that seven other places before that. But
with incentives, he adds on.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So the thing about Magic Johnson is that his tweets just seem like they have no personality.
Right.
But, you know, it's Magic Johnson. What are you going to do? Well, it turns out that he was in an interview with Rob Lowe. Rob Lowe launched a podcast just like everybody else in the
everybody
universe.
Everybody else right now, right? And is it a crime-related one? Or is it, no, we'll just talk to Magic Johnson
I think
and other
it's just,
people.
It's just Rob Lowe talking to people, I guess. I think Magic Johnson was actually his first interview. And he asked him about the tweets, and this is what he said.
Why are they obsessed with your tweets?
I don't know. No, I have somebody write them out. I tell them what I want to say, and they write them.
He doesn't even write his own tweets.
Does that mean, like, he has somebody come in, and he's like, take a memo.
Right.
And beam this out to the universe at that point?
I've heard
he just has
before.
Somebody that's kind of, like, in his presence and writes down things that he says as he's walking down the hall? I don't know.
They're ghost social media writers. This has become a thing, and I've heard about it in the past, but to me it seems so foreign. Like, how much do you pay your Twitter, Instagram slash, you know, social
media
writer?
Well, if you're Magic Johnson, you're probably paying on a sliding scale, right? So even if they're not great tweets, even if it's not great content, they point to the fact that, hey, we got almost 5 million followers. We're keeping them engaged. We haven't been sued yet at this point. So, I mean, I'm thinking they make more than somebody that might be working for us.
But there's such a clear divide between people that tweet themselves and then people that their job is to have someone tweet for them. Like, I'm such a crazy, like, control freak that I don't even like when I have to review when other people write tweets for our accounts.
Oh, you're the grammar police
and
then the content police and then you're feeling that it doesn't represent you well enough. I mean, I guess that's smart, but it's a lot of you to invest. Me, on the other hand, I'll just go ghost for a month.
And you just let somebody else write your tweets?
I just don't write one at that point.
You don't
for
write
a while.
Anything.
I'd be better off if I had somebody ghost writing, even if they were terrible.
All right, so our producer, Sean, he actually composes a lot of our tweets for the Anna and Raven page. Sean, what we're going to do is we're going to give you, we're going to pretend we're Magic Johnson.
Sean,
okay?
Do you feel like you have a good handle on the ghostwriting of our tweets first before we do anything?
First and foremost.
Okay. I don't know why that doesn't work there. Try that again, pal. Hello. Yeah, that's still the. Oh, you got to press your button in front of you, man. Come on. See that? That's because he's never, you know, he doesn't know.
I know.
It said panic button.
Oh, look at you.
Got me nervous.
Right. Nothing exploded when you touched it. All right. Green means go on that button from now on.
Sweet.
All right. So do you feel like you have a handle of writing tweets for us?
Right.
I think I have a pretty good handle on it, except the times when Anna texts me at like 9:30 at night going, hey, you misspelled this word, Johnny.
And how often does that typically happen? You could be honest.
When I first started, it happened a lot.
Yeah.
It's frequent now, maybe once or twice a week.
It happened a lot at first, but now it's still frequent. Okay.
You know, I had to stop. I had to stop reviewing because I felt like a crazy person always judging him based on what he wrote for us. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you ideas on what we want tweets, and then you're going to compose them, and then coming up, and we're going to give you like 8 minutes to do it. and then we're going to come back and you're going to write those tweets for us, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. All right. Go ahead. What would you like him to tweet about for you?
I want you to congratulate my daughter Hayden for finally being brave enough to pull out that disgusting baby tooth that's been hanging by a thread for a week and a half, that's been grossing me out, just flopping in her mouth.
You got to do that less than 140 characters in a way that it kind of
280 now, really.
Is it 280?
Yeah.
Okay, but it's got to grasp people, right? Yeah. It's got to have a hook when you do this, okay?
And you got to sound like me.
All right. And then for me, Sean, I would like you to convey how proud my wife and I are that we can remove the plastic wrapping from our couch now that dogs have completed 6 months of training with no accidents.
Yeah. You got that?
All right. Yes, I do.
All right.
Perfect. We'll be back.
Yep. Whether you're a Trump supporter or you're not a Trump supporter, here's the one thing you know for sure. When he tweets, he's tweeting.
Right.
That's him behind the phone that's putting out what he's saying.
Right.
But what we found out this week is that Magic Johnson, when asked if he actually writes his own tweets, he said this.
No, I have somebody write them out. I tell them what I want to say, and they write them.
To me, that sounds so crazy.
There's 5 million people that are following Magic Johnson, and his Twitter accounts, to be fair, his Insta, all that stuff, it's known to be pretty blasé.
It's very vanilla, vanilla. And there's a reason, because he's not really doing it. It's somebody he pays to do it for him.
I'm imagining that that person, the first week, wrote something that was just somewhat out of line and misrepresentative of Magic Johnson. He was like, just state the facts from now on.
It's Hannah and Raven.
Even if they're not mine.
Right. He's very, very, it's just as vanilla takes
a,
as can be.
Right. He takes a headline from somebody else, puts the same thing up.
But we started talking about it because it's difficult to have somebody to have your voice when you're trying to get your message across on social media. And it's something I've grappled with years because we have a lot on our plate.
Sure.
So we have a producer, Sean, who's joining us right now, who writes a lot of our tweets. And I feel bad for Sean because when I review it.
Yes.
Sean,
how far do you normally go back?
I usually go a couple days. I've stopped doing it as much because I know that I'm just driving him crazy and like he's just doing his job.
Sean is not representative of you as a female mom of two.
Right.
Right. Also a married person.
Sean, how old are you?
Right.
30.
How do you feel, Sean, as a 30-year-old single man? Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Being able to write as a married mother of two 40-year-old woman.
Right.
Tired.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Right.
He's got me tired.
Right.
So, we asked a few minutes ago for Sean to tweet something.
And take our ideas and put it in a tweet. Right.
And mine was simply to congratulate my daughter Hayden for finally being brave enough to pull out that disgusting baby tooth that's been hanging by a thread for a week and a half.
How do you convey that to somebody on Twitter, really, is the question, or social media quickly in like a line or two, right?
So I'm going to the Anna and Raven Twitter right now.
Oh, he's already posted it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Right.
I'm going to go hide.
Okay.
Now.
He wrote, congratulations, Hayden, for finally pulling out that loose tooth. Just like birthdays, you'll have many more to come. Don't forget to put that tooth under your pillow. And then there's a dollar sign, and then there's a happy face emoji wearing the sunglasses. And then there's a picture of somebody who's not my daughter.
Okay, good.
Losing a tooth.
Okay, right.
Why wouldn't you use a picture of my daughter? You've got several of them.
He's been reprimanded many times, I'm guessing, for using, like, published photos without a credit. There better be a credit on there if that's
a published photo.
There is. Somebody will get sued.
Yeah, there's a Getty Images thing there, too. That makes it so impersonal. It's a strange baby. It's not even mine. And how many exclamation marks are we going to use?
Did you bring...
Seems like a lot.
Did you bring...
if I'm being honest, I actually do not have any photos of Hayden.
What?
Right.
And
okay.
I thought it would have been a little weird if I did.
Right. Or one with her tooth out. Okay.
Right.
All right.
How'd you get that?
All right. Well, so clearly there's some room for improvement there for you to feel like it would be representative of you.
How about you?
I asked Sean to convey how proud my wife and I are of being able to remove the plastic wrap around our couch because our dogs have completed 6 months of training with no accidents.
And on the Anna and Raven page.
Yes, this is what he said.
Sean tweeted, Raven is a proud dog dad, exclamation point. His pups finished their training, which means no more plastic on the couch for Raven and wife Alicia. There's no comma there. No more obnoxious sounds when you sit down either, exclamation point, dog face emoji. Today will be filled with belly rubs and treats, exclamation point. Strange dog picture.
I mean, it seemed long. And the plastic was on the edges, not on the place where you sit. But
all right.
Yeah.
Well, you know. That's why it's hard when you don't write your own tweets, Magic Johnson.
Right.
That's why.
Maybe you should have just tweeted about Patrick Mahomes' contract like Magic's guy did.
Yeah. All good job, Sean.
I did have a very small amount of time. I'll pat myself on the back. Uh-huh. I'll give myself a pat there.
Give yourself a belly rub.
Yeah, there you go.
Because there's going to be a lot of that going on around today,
forever.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently. Yeah.